Can I just get that on the record with you?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. You sure can. So on the record, okay. I'm very happy to say it's okay.
Let's just do that quickly. Recorded on the record. Are you happy with that?
Great.
Okay.
Of course. Ready to go. Andrew Lamming.
G'day. Andrew Lamming, how are you?
Hi, going well, thank you.
That's the shot. Will you be voting in the electorate of Bowman on election day?
Sure. So I'm the LNP coalition candidate for Bowman. Things are going pretty well up here in Queensland for us.
And you'll be voting in Bowman on the day?
Absolutely. Yes, as the local MP, I'm expected to vote, so I'll be lodging my vote through the day. Typically, when local media get around, they watch each of the candidates lodge their vote.
Will you be handing out how-to-vote cards, manning a booth?
Yes, I should. It's expected that we do the work of the workers as well. I've, in this case, got about 35 booths to cover over around about 600 square kilometre area, and I'll be spending most of my time in the three major centres, Victoria Point, Cobarba and Cleveland.
So the how-to-vote card that you'll be handing out puts the Greens ahead of the Conservative Australian Liberty Alliance, and you're happy to hand that out?
Yes, I am. Preferencing is a matter for the central party, and they make those decisions. And I'm very, very happy to follow that decision that's been made by the party.
What's the rationale for saying that the Greens are better for Australia than the Australian Liberty Alliance?
Look, I don't think that's what's said. What's said is that people are recommended to put votes in a particular order. Keep in mind that I intend
to put the Greens before the ALA.
Correct. So I believe that I'll get the highest primary votes. And anyone who gets the highest primary vote doesn't have their preferences counted. So my votes will go into the LNP pile. Other votes will move around, but not mine. And that means that those who fill out form putting number one will never have the number two down five mark as counted. It actually doesn't matter and has no impact on my vote.
Well, if it doesn't matter, why did you put the Greens before the Australian Liberty Alliance?
Well, that's a question for the federal campaign. They make a decision
You're going to hand the card out, and it's got your name number one. You're going to hand it out at the booths on election day. Mate, you tell me how it is that you're happy to do that.
It's my job to hand out a how-to-vote card that's put together by head office. It's the right strategy to do. I fully support
them. It's the right strategy to put the Greens first before ALA and put Labor before ALA.
Strategy is to win the election for the coalition, which we intend to do, win Bowman for the coalition, which I intend to do. And as I said, if you get the highest primary vote, it's academic. No one will be counting those preferences because I intend to get the highest primary vote in Bowman as well as the two-party preferred, which is the number of votes after they've distributed preferences. So minor parties will shift and move, but my intention is to be well ahead after the primary vote and, of course, well ahead with the two-party vote.
Andrew, you'd understand, though, because I've seen the notes and, you know, constituents have been in contact with you. There are many, many people in the electorate of Bowman who are very upset with the direction that Turnbull has headed the party. And now you're adding insult to that injury by putting the Greens before a Conservative alternative. How does that make you feel?
I've been contacted by one person who put me in touch with you. If there's anyone else in my division,
website.
I'm very keen to hear from them. I've got 150,000 people here. Very keen to hear from them.
All right, well, let me tell you how I feel as a Conservative. That the Conservative Party, mate, the Conservative Party that I had been a member of yonks ago, the Liberal Party, is preferencing the Greens ahead of other Conservatives, ahead of the Australian Liberty Alliance, and I can't find anything that I find at all repugnant about the Australian Liberty Alliance's platform, but there's heaps I find repugnant about the Greens. There's heaps I hate about Labor, and you're putting them before these Conservatives. I hate it. I think it stinks, Andrew, and I can't believe that you're going to go to the booth on election day and hand out those how-to-vote cards. You're endorsing it. I still can't understand why you're going to do that. You say it's a decision of head office, but you're the man who's going to hand them out.
Well, there you go. My job's to win the election. We're going to win. I'm very, very happy with the how-to-vote card, and I have had one person contact me who put me in contact with you, so I'm always happy to be at your service, Michael, to explain it.
No, I appreciate that, Andrew. It is very good of you to speak with me. Thanks, Doctor. It's good to chat with you. I'm not going to wish you luck on election day. You backed Turnbull, and I think that was a reprehensible act, and I really do believe that the party will pay for it. And similarly, I just can't endorse what you're doing by putting the Greens before are the Conservative voices. That's your choice though, mate, and I think it may come home, these chickens may come home to roost and really, really haunt you. Anyway, Andrew, I really appreciate you chatting with me, and the final word is yours. Anything you want to say, you go for it.
I respect your point of view, as I do all of your listeners and readers. All the very best.
All the best to you too. Thanks, mate.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.